This is Coast Radio News for Thursday, May 28, 2020. I'm George Henry. The U.S. Coast Guard was called in to assist Oregon State Police in the rescue of four people stranded on the rocks at Hasita Lighthouse yesterday. Members of Sayusa Valley Fire and Rescue and Western Lane Ambulance were already on scene when their motor lifeboat arrived. Three of the four people were rescued prior to their arrival, leaving one person still needing assistance. A decision was made to contact the U.S. Coast Guard North Bend Sector requesting air assistance. When the helicopter arrived, a rescue swimmer was lowered into the water and made contact with the remaining individual. A basket hoist was deployed, and the remaining person was transferred to the beach for assessment by paramedics. Conditions of the rescued individuals is not known at this time. The COVID-19 pandemic is providing many challenges for families. School closings, business furloughs, and job losses have brought families together under very stressful circumstances, which at times can cause problems at home. Bob Teeter with Sayusa Outreach Services said the first several weeks they saw a spike in the need for services and counseling. Teeter says the instances of domestic violence did see an increase early on. He says the common misconception about domestic violence is that it has to be physical, but sometimes it's about control.
It's very easy to start lashing out and find some way to control the situation in an unhealthy way.
And Teeter says they have services available through SOS and are confidential and free of charge. He also says that they have collected about $100,000 in assistance that is available for those affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, whether through the loss of a job or reduced hours. Western Lane Community Foundation is ready to release 14 scholarships totaling $16,500 for their sixth annual Continuing Education Scholarships Program. The money is available to community members in the Florence, Mapleton, Deadwood, and Dune City area that have graduated in 2019 or earlier. The scholarships are available for traditional four-year universities, colleges, community colleges, and accredited trade schools. June 30th is the deadline to apply for these scholarships, and information is available at wlcfonline.org. There have been 71 new cases of COVID-19 added to the Oregon Health Authority's numbers, which brings the total to 4,038. None of the new cases were reported in Lane County, with the majority of the cases being centered around the Portland area in Multnomah County, with 41 cases. For the third straight day, there have been no deaths reported in association with the coronavirus, and Lane County numbers remain at 67 total cases, with 9,849 tests having been conducted. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, May 28, 2020.